Obama asks for $3.4 billion to fortify NATO's eastern flank. The United States plans to deploy more heavy military equipment in Europe to fortify NATO's eastern flank against Russian aggression in the region, according to a report. The White House has requested a budget of more than $3.4 billion to send additional heavy weapons, armored vehicles, and other military equipment to Central and Eastern Europe in 2017, the New York Times reported on Monday, citing several U.S. officials. The deployment will help U.S. and NATO forces to maintain, quote, a full armored combat brigade, end quote, in the region at all times, the report said. It would add between 3,000 and 5,000 rotational soldiers to the US footprint in Europe. Officials said the plan will send a signal to Russian President Vladimir Putin that the West is, quote, deeply suspicious of his motives in the region, end quote. This is a long-term response to a changed security environment in Europe, and this reflects a new situation where Russia has become a more difficult actor, a senior administration official told The Times. Pentagon officials have named Hungary, Romania, and the Baltic states as possible destinations for the increased US funding and deployments. Evelyn N. Farrakhan, who until October was the Pentagon's top policy official on Russia and Ukraine, said the White House plan will certainly upset Moscow. Quote, this is a really big deal, and the Russians are going to have a cow, he said. It's a huge sign of commitment to deterring Russia and to strengthening our alliance and our partnership with countries like Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia. End quote. The White House is asking Congress for the funding for Europe to come from a separate war funding account that pays for military operations in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. Quote, it's a way to get around the budget caps imposed on the Pentagon, said Todd Harrison, Director of Defense Budget Analysis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Harrison, however, noted that the increase in funding may not succeed in reassuring allies in Eastern Europe, because the decision about what to do about a future military budget in Europe rests with the next U.S. administration. Quote, if you want to be reassuring to our allies in Europe, he told The Times, you've got to show you've got a future plan, end quote. Relations between the US and Russia have slipped to their lowest level since the Cold War over the conflicts in Ukraine and Syria. And in my opinion, that's the plan. It's to make things tough, it's to make things difficult for both sides to withdraw, and to eventually lead us into a much bigger conflict, which we, of course, here in the UK, will have to be involved in, as the USA's military lapdog. So, get ready, everybody. I think we'll be going to war.